Area Inquiries, 5 minutes past the hour. Welcome back from the newsroom. It's time for us to delve into conversation for this morning, but we're going to split the conversation into two halves, right? We're going to start with what seemed to have dominated discourse around Lagos, and that is the menace of Okada riders on the road. We're going to start with that. Most later on, we're now going to the deadline, the resignation deadline for ministers and, you know, appointed government officials to resign today as instructed by President Muhammadu Buhari. That is the second part of our show. Balan Olajide is a seasoned current affairs commentator. He joins me live in the studio right now. Balan, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff, and good morning to our listeners too.
Let's start with the events that happened in Lekki, the mob action. What's your thought about that?
Horrendous. I thought we moved past it because there was some years in the past too when Lagosians especially used to burn robbers.
Yeah,
when they say you steal something, you just put a tire up or petrol, and then for several years that has disappeared from the scene. Mm. But what happened over the last few days, the Lekki mob action, is a reminder that it is still very much with us, that people still have that same attitude that will make them want to pronounce judgment by themselves when there are structures for addressing grievances within the society.
But what could have given people that effrontery, that belief, that thrust to want to take power, to want to boycott the laid down structure and carry out this judgment on their own? What could have given them that push?
There is anger in the land, and that is a reality. Little things make people snap these days, and it's as if that way of living, that new psyche, is more pervasive than we think.
Oh.
So when you have that kind of a society that is ready to ignite at the snap of a finger, and you now combine that with a general failure of the structured system, the official system, is a very bad combination. So the system is, okay, if I take this up via the right structure, will I get justice? Or where is that right structure? In some society where people can just pick their phone and make a call, and matters will be resolved right there and then, it's a different story. It's a totally different. I remember a guy running me off the road in the U.S. and I lost two tires. The first thing I did was pick my phone and said 911. Before you say Jack Robinson, they were there with me. In fact, they were the one that pulled my car because I couldn't move from there to where I was going to fix it. They ask if I have the number of the guy that, you know, that ran me off the road, and they said we're going to take the matter up. They will call him up, and they even followed me up after that day. So there is the measure of whether there is even anybody who can give me justice. Somebody has not given me 100 naira change, or I can't afford to leave my 100 naira. Is there a way I can get some reprieve? If that is enough, you know, it first of all goes back to the fact I said there's anger in the land. Number one, is 100 naira supposed to have created the kind of scenario that it created?
It's just unbelievable.
That is to tell you that people are on the edge and they can snap at any moment. So 100 naira created that thing. Then after creating it, the aggrieved party could have said, okay, there must be a way to redress this. Maybe I call the other Okada people, they can have an impute to that, or people around. This is supposed to be a society.
Right.
There are people around who could have said, oh, 100 naira. In fact, people could dip their hands in their pocket and say,
take
this 100 naira and let the matter go. But rather, what we're hearing was how somebody even pinpointed somebody that was hiding and said, oh, this is the man you're looking for. He's hiding right there. Go and grab him. So it's a very sad situation. And government must step in to this kind of situation, because it's a message, a very strong message of failure to government. It's a strong message to them. And they must step in that space and ensure we don't have a repeat of madness like this.
Talking about government stepping in, let's talk about Okada riders and the operations on Lagos roads.
A good starting point would be to say, which sane environment adopts Okada as a means of public transportation? I mean, people should be able to ride their own Okada if they buy it.
Mm.
But to adopt it as a standard means of public movement is another thing entirely. And we've seen this coming all the way years ago. We've seen the Fashola initiatives then when it came into that position and said, look, we have to stop these people from plying certain routes and all the rest. Mm. We've seen how that was reverted, or we went back to where how it was in the subsequent government. Now, in the current government, I don't even know exactly what the issues are. I think there are still some roads where you're not supposed to operate.
Yes, of course.
You know, and then there are other roads where they can operate.
They can operate.
Where they operate, how do they behave? This Okada behaves as if they are not subject to any law. So that is a challenge to enforcement. These are guys who even killed police officers. There's the airport road issue some months ago. They killed police officers. So they have become a law unto themselves. And no sane society should allow this to happen. The Okada riders are there. Okay, there is the economic side of it. They are trying to make ends meet. That's okay. There are some parts of Lagos where it is actually very difficult to move, especially in our part, and they may need something like this. But should they be above the law? I don't think so. Are they above the law currently in Lagos? The answer is 90% yes. They drive against traffic. They will fight you. They will hit your car and go away. And there's nothing anybody can, even when there are security agencies close by.
Some are saying that it's too late to get things under control because right now we have an enormous population of these Okada riders. Some of them are even foreigners who don't have any trace whatsoever. And they move about with weapons. We've seen attempts by the government, Lagos State government, to mop up some areas. And those attempts, more often than not, usually turn out violent. They attacking the task force, attacking them, or whatever it is you want to put it. Is it too late to correct this anomaly?
I don't believe it's too late. If the government is serious about doing it, don't forget, there are economic issues there. Now, when economics come into play, there are interests. So you see the Okada riders, there are people, including some government agency, that feed on those, on that economy as well. Some people collect fees from them, they collect rates from them. So in the mix of that economic side of thing is the tendency for compromise on what should have been the firm stance of the state. So when the state is ready, it can do it if it wants to do it. That is the reality on the ground. Because see, the Okada riders who are genuine, who wants to make ends meet, they are there to listen to you. And if they know that you will, you take your law serious, they will take you serious as well. Because they want to remain in business. But if they know that you don't take your law serious, I can run on the express and like run and nobody, nothing happens to me, then they will also not take you serious.
You see, if you drive very frequently on Lekki Epe, you know that there are, you know, traffic lights everywhere, and then everybody knows that when it turns green, you're supposed to move. The way these Okadas can just jump out from nowhere.
And
you dare not hit them.
Oh, don't even try it. The mob, the way they will gather around, is amazing. You wonder where they all just show up from. They will just gather around, and there is hardly anything that the driver can say that will make him unguilty. It's as if once you have anything to do with them, you are already guilty.
You are guilty.
And they will begin to harass you. Don't forget also how Okadas have become a tool of crime in the Northwest, in the Northeast. Most of the crimes that are committed, Okadas were the means of getting to those places.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And up till now, it remains a tool of crime in those parts. So we must begin to watch, because some of the things that happen also do not happen in a day. That's the way right. people have been shipped on a street not far from my estate, there was a day early in the morning. I was driving out with my wife and I saw okadas. People were literally sleeping on their okadas.
Yes, of course.
Plenty of okadas. I said, what happened? What's going on in this place? Then she told me that they were, number one, they all came from a particular part of the country. Somebody brought them. Somebody brought them. So I don't know how we manage that nexus, because Nigerians should actually be able to move across every part of the country. But should there be certain level of control as to, because these bikes, we don't even know if they are registered in Lagos. If this bike commits crime, are we sure they can be tracked? Should every bike in Lagos be trackable? So how are we deploying technology to solving part of this problem that is here? In Lagos, this is supposed to be the center of excellence.
That's right.
So we must begin to see the security implications and the way they make life unbearable. The number one pillar in Governor Sanwo-Olu's themes is traffic.
That's right.
Management. The T in the themes is traffic management. So if these guys are left there to continue to run the state as they are currently, then we will ask him questions about how far he has gone with that traffic management.
There's this other side of this conversation that, as we always do, we neglect, we overlook, we allow these things to fester, then we now begin to react when the damage, you know, has been done. And that is the menace. Okay, so this may be very unpopular. The menace dispatch riders as well cause on the road. They too are, if not the same with the Okada riders, slightly better. If there is any advantage they have over the Okada riders, they are almost the same in their attitude.
Correct. They are not different, because I think it was actually maybe
they scare me. They scare me more than the Okada riders.
Yes.
Dispatch riders are so reckless.
It's as if they have
God
another life, that if this one they have drops now, they can just pick another one from that carriage at the back and fit it on so that they can continue life. The way they ride, they are absolutely reckless. It goes back to the same thing. Enforcement. How do we enforce our laws and straighten up people to be able to behave properly in the society? Let me also say, though, that to a lesser extent, the other part of the society is involved. I live on the mainland. I work on the island.
Yeah.
Sometimes as early as 6:30,
yeah,
you are seeing people in their cars who cannot wait for traffic light.
Oh, yes.
How is it different?
Oh, yes.
So he's a banker, he's running to the...
The lawlessness is alarming.
The lawlessness is alarming.
It's,
so
it's
he can't
insane.
Wait. The one that annoys me is that they see you stop at the red light, they are behind you, and they are hooting continuously.
Yeah.
More or less saying, go, 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 go. I'm not going anywhere. If you want to go, you can go. So come to think of it,
These
are also things that could be revenue sources for the government.
Yes,
fines, traffic fines,
absolutely,
are income for government. It's revenue.
It's everywhere.
Using as revenue. So why can't we make people accountable? People just drive anyhow in Lagos. Even they face one way through the traffic. Mm-hmm. This was something we literally almost eliminated in Lagos at some point, because the government of Tinubu then was very serious about driving across, against the traffic.
Yeah.
You will even go and attend a mental
check.
Evaluation, to be sure that your head is even correct for you to do that. But we have since moved away from that, and people just face oncoming traffic as they desire. The challenge again.
There's madness in Lagos. So.
But you see, Lagos, there's a lot to be done in Lagos. And one of it is infrastructure. So you look at the traffic, and the traffic is mad. Some of us would rather just join the madness, but some people do not have the patience to join that madness. So they cultivate an alternative madness, which is to face one way or take an unusual route, create the fourth lane when you have only two lanes, and they just keep moving. So there's an infrastructure constraint in Lagos. I know the government is doing a lot in trying to open up the waterways, but we need to fast track those initiatives. The train initiative also helped a great deal.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully we can bring those things to life as soon as possible to cure a bit of the problem, because that will cure part of the infrastructure side of the problem. If that is taken away, it may help. You see the politician side of it too. Even sometimes when they put on those sirens and start chasing the rest of us out of the road, you're asking, maybe the road is free.
They have been going.
You know. So why do they do that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And they also follow one way.
They also follow one way.
With police escorts.
With police escorts. So when we take it from the Okada end, we cannot afford to ignore the upper part of the society.
So it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Everybody is just doing as they
hot across the entire spectrum of the society. Everywhere. Everywhere.
This is so unfortunate. Let's take a few calls. Before we go in for our first break. 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. We're live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join us on there. But before I go to the telephone, I need to quickly announce the treasure hunt, what you need to go and look for this morning on the treasure hunt. Now, you need to go and look for a photo of the latest English FA Cup champions. I've been told that it's hidden somewhere on the Nigeria Info mobile app. If you don't know the FA Cup champions, I'm not telling you. I'm just reading to you the way they passed the message to me. A photo of the latest English FA Cup champions. That's what you need to go and look for in the Nigeria Info mobile app. If you don't have the mobile app, go please get it and download it. The first person to find this photo wins 5,000 Naira on the treasure hunt this morning on the Morning Crossfire. Okay, I think I can start taking your calls now. 8:23 is the time. We have just a few more minutes to go. Let's see, we're trying to get somebody to join us right now. Hello, good morning to you.
Morning, Sheriff.
Yes,
morning.
Please. Good morning to you.
Yeah, just to contribute a bit to the program. My name is Sheon, by the way.
You're welcome.
So where the government is going to lead us to, if they are not careful, will be everyone start to brand these weapons around. Because most of these Okada riders, you see them, they all have daggers around them. And when the mob starts, that's the first thing they do. And if the government is not going to come to our aid, you start seeing our motorists to start to do the same thing, and it becomes a chaos if care is not taken. So my advice would be government needs to step in. And it's not just about coming out to make statements.
Yeah.
You should begin to hold people accountable. They need to understand that there are penalties for this thing. Not just you make an arrest and eventually nobody knows the outcome of anything. That's just my take.
Thank you, Sheo. Thank you for dropping that. I really do appreciate it. Christopher, I'm sorry I can't speak with you right now because we are almost due for a break. When we return, right, I will quickly try to proffer a solution to this issue because it's a big problem. Then we now move on to our other conversation this morning. Lagos, stay with us. We'll be back with you. And let's chart a new forward in this situation that we found ourselves in Lagos here. And hold on, quickly. If such a thing can happen in Lekki, Admiralty Way, in all the places in Lekki, where else can't it happen?
There's no place that is safe. There's no place that is safe. I saw someone pushing, this water, whatever, that they used to hawk water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he hit a guy's car and the guy lost a tire on Nawolowo Road.
What?
Yes. You know. And the kind of reaction that I saw gave me the creeps. I'm worried. I'm worried about the way things are going. We must begin to pay attention, close attention, to what is going on with all this crazy stuff. We must. I don't think we are doing enough. I also believe that we at various levels of governance,
yeah,
we must be involved. So there is the police. Lagos State also has some agencies that are more or less, they have security roles to play. How do they play those roles? At the local government levels, because some of these things are happening at a stage where you cannot say it is Sanwo-Olu sitting in Alausa that will be able deal with those matters. So what are the government at those levels? What are they doing? What are members of the society? There's something going on about how we are getting detached from what is happening to our fellow human being. And people will be more interested in picking phones and recording than doing something about what is happening to a fellow human being around us.
So I saw a couple of videos as to what happened in Lekki the other day. There are different videos. One, you could hear, you know, the mob speaking Hausa, some speaking, you know, plain clear English, Pidgin, some didn't sound like Hausa, and they were speaking English. They were even trying to attack the person that was recording it.
You see, that is the role of the larger society. Why were there no people who could have stepped into that position and said, no, you cannot do this jungle justice? No, if this guy has committed a crime, then he should go through the normal system. And they will fight off these people and rescue the guy. Why was there nobody that did that? And in almost all the mob actions that we get to, that makes it to the headline, the case is similar. There were people, even in the Deborah situation, there were people who were just neutral. They were not part of, but what exactly did they do? Oh, apart from taking phones and recording. So the general members of the society must begin to see ourselves as having a stake in the stability and security of that society and doing something when you see something that is not going the right way. If they've made enough noise and everybody on that street have come out, maybe they will have saved that guy. Maybe somebody has a phone number he can call. Let's do this thing. But the way we're walking past anything that doesn't concern us,
we just walk past.
It's saddening.
So the phoning, the irony of all of this is that Dave himself, the gentleman who lost his life, was trying to intervene, was trying to stop a mob action
on someone else,
on two of his colleagues. Then things turned around on him.
That is so
pathetic. It's just unfortunate, right?
Things turned around and he became the victim of the same thing.
Yeah.
And the two other guys were able to...
They're critically ill right now. Not ill. They're critically injured right now.
It is still the mob mentality. So the mob has put all of them together as being one and the same and attacked. And nobody rescued.
Nobody.
In fact, in certain mob situations... Let's look at Deborah. Deborah was said to have been hidden by the security men. And some people came to fish her out and eventually killed her. So when things were already at the level of we have to hide, what was the escalation process at that level? There's something to say, I'll call for backup.
Right.
If you encounter something that wasn't going well and you think I might not have the power to handle it, you call for backup. What is that escalation process? Is it that it doesn't exist? Even when I go back, 1994, 95 was Gideon Akaluka. Gideon was already in the cell. He was in the police custody. The mob came into the police custody, took him from the police custody, killed and beheaded, and started parading the head on the streets. You know, so something is funny.
There was something similar that happened in Ogun State as well, where some people were arrested, two boys or so were arrested by the police, and the mob went inside the police cell, brought them out and killed them.
These are signs that the system, the formal structure, is failing or has failed.
Has failed.
So we must also look in that direction. If you ask the IG today, how many policemen does he have? I can bet that he doesn't know the number to the nearest, say, 10,000. So we don't even know how many policemen we have. Or except the people on the payroll. And the payroll is most likely different from the actual number of people that we have. All sort of payrolls in Nigeria, government payrolls in Nigeria, are filled with ghosts all over the place. I can challenge anybody to that. Filled with ghosts.
I also want us to go into this area of the conversation about the Lagos State Naval Safety, whatever, Corps. In situations like this, that should normally be the function of this Corps. How would you describe the effectiveness of this Neighborhood Safety Corps?
Apparently, the question is, where was the neighborhood call? Because this happened in a particular neighborhood.
That's right.
So where were the neighborhood calls in that particular neighborhood? So
I see there are cars everywhere. Well, not everywhere. I see there are cars. I see men also in their uniform or whatever it is you want to call it.
Mm.
But how many are they? How effective are they? Could this just be some kind of political gratification? What's the essence?
If they don't have the numbers, they cannot be effective. You say something is neighborhood, then we should be able to fill it in all the neighborhood. Do you have the number or phone number or contact number of neighborhood around?
No,
you probably don't. So we've not built these institutions to the level where they can be as effective as they're supposed to be. Proper funding, the right numbers. The police, for example, despite the fact that we don't have the right numbers, quite a chunk of them are busy following politicians all around, including local government people and private citizens. Following private citizens around. So the few that are there, what can they do? If you go to the southeast, where there seems to be a lot of insecurity things going on, you see situations in which police are even scared to put on their uniform. Because how many police versus the number of people that will come to attack them? What can they do? So if you have 5-6 police in a small station and 200 people come to attack them, what are they supposed to be doing? To defend themselves or what? So a lot is wrong about the internal security architecture in itself. And the signs that it has failed or it is failing is what we see, those gaps that we see that leads to the kind of incidences that we're discussing.
Let's take a few more calls. Then we'll just need to touch on the resignation people this morning. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Yeah, my name is Aguma. I'm calling from Bagada.
You're welcome.
I want us to actually relate this to the policies of government, especially the federal government. Now, remember when the issue of ROGA came up, and then many states' government resisted the releasing of their lands for ROGA purposes. And then we find also herdsmen entering into the bushes in most of the states, which resulted into the formation of different kind of security outfits. And now these people strategized. Since you have refused ROGA, they decided, especially in Lagos, you know, we don't have bushes in Lagos. So the only way to mobilize these people to these states that don't have bushes is to use Okada. How much is this Okada? It's about 600 to 700,000. And you can see who buy this Okada for these people. And then you see there are army in waiting for a whistle to blow for them to be mobilized for the army they are.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your thought. I appreciate it. I mean, you're timed. I'm really sorry, but we need to move on quickly now. I'm to all the calls. Good morning.
Hello?
To you. Yes, please.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please.
Well, it's Comrade Yuki Chukwuka.
Welcome.
I greet you and I greet your guest.
Thank you.
What happened at the lady was very, very unacceptable and very, very angryable. But I have the solution to it, sir. Hello?
We're listening. Please go on.
Thank you. If they can remove those security army in southeast and bring it to Lagos, all this matter will solve. That's what I can say, sir. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you, too, for calling. I appreciate it. Nigeria, Info, good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. We can hear you.
Good morning, sir. My name is Richard. I just wanted to quickly narrate an incident that happened on my street. Okay, so I stay on the street on a major road, you know, so if you have to drive out from the house, you would be facing, you know, traffic.
Mm.
So my neighbor was trying to turn into the house. He had slowed down. Unfortunately, one of these guys was driving so fast, you know, so he hit the woman while she was trying to come in.
Mm.
Immediately, the woman came down and was complaining. Other guys, you know, their colleagues had come down and almost wanted to, you know, start, you know, maiming the woman. It took one other Hausa guy on the other side of the road that came in and said, look, no, this woman is not, she's not the problem. That it was the guy that was the issue. If not for the other guy that came in, you know, and tried to explain to them that this woman was not, is not the cause of the problem, rather the guy who was driving so fast was the cause of the problem. If not for that guy, they would have lynched the woman that day. In fact, they were even complaining to the guy that, why are you coming to say this? Why are you coming to say this? Because he was speaking their language to them. So it's a terrible situation everywhere in Lagos. It's just the same thing. Only God will help us. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling. Appreciate it. We'll take Chooks, then we'll move away. Chooks, hi.
Commenting on Okada riders, this is an advancement of a collapsed system. This concept of ideology needs tactical treatment in a strategical manner. Good morning. My name is Chooks. What's it?
Oh, wow. Chooks, thank you.
Interesting.
Well, you have, oh, wow. Look at the telephone lines.
Buzzing.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. What should we do?
I don't know. I think we should at least make some solution suggestions.
Okay.
And then if you want to take more call, maybe these are ministers.
We should push ministers' resignation.
Maybe it will be tomorrow.
Okay.
So that today, maybe some of the ministers will have resigned and we'll have more to discuss.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's do solution then. How can we get out of this?
I think we need to pay more attention to what is going on. Insecurity is should be the number one priority of any government, and the constitution so says. So the government must pay attention to what is going on. Number two, the security architecture seems not to be as effective as it could be. Mm-hmm. So from the neighborhood watch to the police that are not available or not always there when these things are happening, to the members of the society that look the other way when things are happening to the other, because security should be the business of everybody, to say we all need to change. We have a role. Let's all ensure we do. We perform our own part of the story.
Right.
But I will lay the biggest responsibility on government. The Okada people have become a menace in Lagos State. And the government must rise up to the occasion to ensure that we can live and call ourselves proudly as the center of excellence. For every other person, whether you're driving a car or you're a government official who will chase us around on the road, know that these are all abnormalities and that we should, on our own part, when we get to the red light, let's obey the red light. Don't drive against the traffic. And for everybody that does it, let the law be able to catch them. Let's make money from these people. Let's be able to make money from them as a state, not extortion.
Yeah. And that is applicable to the VIPs, well, the supposed VIPs who ply one way with their police escort as well.
Correct.
It's applicable to Danfo drivers who park right there in the middle of the road to pick up passengers, to Koropay drivers who cannot fit into one lane, but they want to squeeze themselves into, you know. It's just madness on the roads in Lagos.
It's
chaos on the road. Chaos walking and sleeping and breathing on Lagos roads. But then, like you said, the larger responsibility lies with the government, really, to bring sanity back on our roads. Let me see. I think we have to call it a morning at this juncture. I can't even take any more calls right now. What I can do is to squeeze in some messages on Facebook. Chike says, this is not a laughable issue. It can happen anywhere as they are untouchable and they are in your neighborhood. Yes, I agree with you. They are in your neighborhood. Caroline says, bad roads, another thing contributing to Okada patronage because not everybody likes taking Okada, but no option because even Keke, I'm sorry, it's disappeared. Some fresh batch of messages just came in. I'm sorry. But I do get your point that sometimes people are forced to play Okada. But again, Golan said earlier that the Okada ban was not even on all roads. There are some roads that Okadas can still play very well, even here in Lagos. But the fact is that in the roads that are out of bounds to Okada riders, these Okada riders ply these roads. Not only that, they even break the law while playing. They break more laws while playing these roads. Mm-hmm. That's the danger of what we're talking about. Well, Olajide, thank you so much for coming on the show.
The pleasure is mine.
I'm Sharif Quadri. Hopefully, we'll find time to discuss the state of the nation as regards resignation of Buhari's cabinet once the ministers have all resigned. Once some have resigned and some are still in the race. We'll get to that much later on, all right? I'm Sharif. I'm Sharif Quadri on Twitter, at Sharif Quadri on Instagram. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.